This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now, stop.
Now to those new developments in that deadly collision between the USS Fitzgerald and a massive cargo ship. The Navy revealing today that several bodies of the seven missing sailors have been recovered. Their ship virtually gutted as most of the crew slept, water flooding the cabins. Tonight, why no one detected the danger. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Tonight, the horrifying final moments for those sailors aboard the USS Fitzgerald. The destroyer T-boned in the middle of the night, immediately flooding the cramped compartments where more than 100 of the crew sleep.
The water flow was tremendous, and so there wasn't a lot of time in those spaces that were open to the sea.
The Navy announcing tonight that it is officially calling off the search for survivors, that the seven sailors have been found.
They had to fight the ship to keep it above the surface, so it was traumatic.
One of the dead from Friday night's disaster, Dakota Rigsby, his local fire department, asking for thoughts and prayers. Braden Harden made a quick escape, his mother telling ABC News, when the ship was nearly torn in half. He was one of hundreds heroically scrambling to keep the surging seawater from sinking the ship. The Navy saying it'll launch at least two investigations into what happened just outside Tokyo Harbor.
We're going to cooperate with all the stakeholders in this, especially the Japanese, but we'll get those answers.
Multiple maritime trackers show the ACX Crystal cargo ship making that giant U-turn just 25 minutes before colliding with the USS Fitzgerald. Still no response from the ship's owners after multiple requests from ABC News asking about that sharp turn, the company only saying it's cooperating with the investigation. The Navy saying there were watchmen on patrol that night as the 30,000-ton container ship's bulbous bow smashed directly into crew living quarters. Cecilia Saylor, who'd spent years on the Fitzgerald, told me that in addition to patrol officers on the deck round the clock, the ship also has tactical watch officers monitoring its radar 24/7, making this collision all the more mystifying. Cecilia?
Okay, Matt, thank you.
Yeah, that's the question that still remains. How the heck this happened? And I was hoping they were going to be able to give us the answer because we still can't figure this out. And, pretty bizarre, you know, to say the least. And, it's tragic that we lost, seamen there to that accident that occurred. Seven reported dead at this point. And that's just beyond tragic. Again, when you look at the names and you see what they represent, the best of the best of this country that are no longer because of something like this, and you go, what? How could this? Again, the question is, how does this happen? How do they come together? Russia right now is, in this late breaking news, is vowing to shoot down all flying objects over Syria. It has warned the U.S., the United States, and as you recall, the United States did shoot down a Syrian jet yesterday, and Russia now is saying, look, we're going to protect our Syrian partners here, and is putting the USA on notice. And as I'm sure the USA is retorting back to Russia that, then you better keep your planes out of certain airspace. Otherwise, they're going to be subject that this wasn't an accident on either side. This is what you get. So, are the Russians pushing too far? Where are we on this situation, and will the United States not flinch and hold its ground? And as if that's not enough, we're still keeping an eye on the Hermit Kingdom. I don't know, Scott, did Dennis Rodman make it back yet?
No idea.
We haven't seen a USA sighting of Dennis Rodman. I think he's still working with with the Korean leader, because he said he was having a hard time with his left-handed layups, right? Is that what it was? So they're doing a little left-hand layup clinic for him?
I don't know.
I'm really counting on you to stay on top of things like this. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I got to tell you, I think if we use the four cornerstones of success, maybe we could go a long way in getting this country back on track. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, you wonder the reference, May We Do Be. That is a soft intro to our next guest. Dr. Randall Bell is back with us, a socioeconomist and the CEO of Landmark Research Group, LLC. Prior to this, he led a national practice at PricewaterhouseCoopers, the world's largest consulting firm. The strategic and problem-solving skills of Dr. Bell are well-established, consulted on the World Trade Center, the Flight 93 crash sites, the BP oil spill, Hurricane Katrina, nuclear testing on the Bikini Atoll, and several tragedies, including JonBenet Ramsey, O.J. Simpson, and Heaven Gate mass suicide mansion. Dr. Bell, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill, it's great to be here.
Hey, I'm excited about your new book, you know, The Four Cornerstones of Success, May We Do Be. Good job on it.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, it's a catchy title, May We Do Be, and it's doing great. I'm happy to be here talking to you about it.
Well, you know, it starts with, the right thinking in me, as you state in your book. And if there was ever a time where we needed to pause for just a moment and think about what we're thinking about, because as we know, it is our thoughts that lead to actions, and the kind of actions that are being expressed in our culture today are pretty serious and concerning.
You know, there's a lot of train wrecks going on in our society today. There's no question about it. I'm a sociologist, and I see it. I said you all have to do is open the paper to see it. But you're right. The me cornerstone is the chief cornerstone. It all starts with our individual thinking, our mindset, and then from there we go to we, to who we're going to connect with, because we can't connect with all 7 or 8 billion people on the planet, and then do, we get to work, and then be, we become something. So that's the simple formula I've used as I've worked on all these various cases.
A simple formula, but yet, talk about a roadmap to happiness and fulfillment. I mean, when you think about the problems that we're dealing with, at the very root of this is we have a lot of unhappy campers here in this country today, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do, and things can be pretty messy. And honestly, Bill, as you know, I've been working on these disasters for 20, 30 years, and I'm very accustomed to walking into train wrecks. And though, you know, people say, how do you do this? How do you walk into the, you know, World Trade Center or one of these horrible crime scenes? And how do you, what's kind of your game plan? And they're always kind of a little bit floored that it's so simple. It's a simple formula of me, we, do, be. I take it a step at a time. I start with me and I do my homework and then I work through the process. And then we set goals ultimately with a B cornerstone. But that's the formula, and that formula has gotten billions and billions of dollars for my clients, so it really works.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, as you say, it starts with your thinking and your worldview. And that's a bit of a challenge for people sometimes, you know, especially in light of all the information age that we live in. What kind of information is coming into our mind, forming our worldview? Is it steeped in fact, or is it loaded with opinion?
Yeah, you're right, Bill. And the key word of all of this is the word evaluation. The word evaluation is rooted in the word values. And, mm-hmm. and the me cornerstone, as you correctly point out, is all about values. It's evaluating what is of value to us in terms of our philosophies, intellectually, spiritually. That's all the me cornerstone. We've really got to get that squared up. And really focus on that to have a shot at success as a
exactly.
an evaluation of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also one of the things that we've been pushing on this show, Dr. Bell, is the issue of responsibility. If it starts with me, then I'm being responsible. I'm taking charge of the situation, the things that affect my life. I'm the one that's going to affect it, not be the effect of.
Well, you very well said, Bill, because you're right. Liberty is one, it's kind of a bookmark, or it's one of the spectrum, but responsibility is the other. It's like two bookends, if you will. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Liberty is terrific, but at the other end, we got to have responsibility. The combination of liberty and responsibility is what really works.
And I think that's what's missing sometimes in the conversation when we talk about the issue of free speech, as we know that that's under attack, and that seems to be the general context. But just as you rightly say, free speech without responsibility, that's what, you know, and it's interesting because I was talking with some liberal friends, and they said, well, of course you can't, you can't stand up in a movie theater and yell, fire. And I go, well, why can't you? And, you know, they hadn't even thought about that other than the traditional conversation. And the argument has been, you can't yell fire. Well, the thing is, what they didn't stop to realize is because what is the responsible thing? You know, you're not exercising self-responsibility, you know, when you yell out fire because of what you're putting into motion and the peril that you're putting people in just based on your words and thinking without considering that. Then you say, well, it's all covered by free speech.
You know, Bill, that's a great comment. They put that in the next edition of the book.
Well,
you know, you're absolutely right. When you're working on these disasters, and sociologically, we've got kind of a disaster going on today. You have to deal with the people that work through it successfully are those who take responsibility. With any kind of calamity, there are those who dive, those who survive, and those who thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 20, 30 years, I've been really focusing on those who thrive. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Those who take responsibility are those who are going to thrive.
Right. Exactly. Well, the second point in we has to do with quality relationships. And I'm a firm believer, and I say quite often people hear this to the point that they go, yeah, they can already say it as I start. And that is that God never gave any one person all the goods. We are interrelated, like it or not. The challenge that we have is to find those people who can come alongside us, complement our weaknesses and our strengths to such a degree. And I used to tell my staff that I ran in Los Angeles, the sales and marketing team. I said, look, the thing is to be vulnerable enough to where strengths and weaknesses match up. Because the fact of the matter is, Randall, is that we know everybody's stuff anyway. You may think you're hiding it, but in a group dynamic, they know your weaknesses. But if you have a kind of environment where you can be successful and be accepted for not having all the goods and relying and matching up with the right person, you know, so in other words, your strength against their weakness makes them better. Their strength against your weakness makes you better. It's a symbiotic relationship. And my observation has been when that occurs, that is win-win for everybody, individually and corporately.
Very well said. Yeah, the lead cornerstone, the second cornerstone is we, and you cannot be successful by yourself. It's never happened. And in fact, the biggest punishment you can dish on somebody is to put them in the solitary confinement. We need to be with other people, and not just that, we need to be with the right people.
So exactly.
Match up with our values.
Well, we're going to pause it right here, Dr. Bell. We'll be back right after this.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at Fully Cooked Bacon.com, fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey,
right, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Randall Bell continues. His book, May We Do Be, The Four Cornerstones of Success. In this book, he interweaves stories from his consulting work on high-profile cases like Chernobyl, the World Trade Center, O.J. Simpson, with findings from behavioral studies and his own survey of 5,000 people to reveal the daily habits that can make or break both personal and professional growth and success. The book, available at all the usual places, right, Randall?
Oh, yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah. This is the kind of book you want to get your, I mean, you go through it and you underline, I'm writing, and I got to tell you, Dr. Bell, I may need therapy for this. It's still probably, you know, I'm still trying to recondition myself, because when I went to Catholic school and I was raised by nuns, you could never write in a book. And so it took me a while to write. So now I'm very liberated. I write in a book, but every once in a while I get a little flinch, think, waiting for the nun to hit me in the back of the head with a ruler. Hey! You're not supposed to write in a book.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah, I love highlighting. I love highlighting and tabbing all my books, because then I can go back and get right at the stuff I like.
Exactly. Well, we were talking, and I wanted to wrap up the we part. The habits form quality relationships, and it's interesting too. I think some people panic a little bit. Don't you find this occurring in your study as well? Is that if you relax, the right people? It's interesting how the right people kind of come into your orbit when you have that need and you're thinking in a positive way. Because I see some people, particularly with my 26-year-old son, he gets a little frustrated at times when he goes, "I'm just not finding the right person." Well, they're there. You just need to, you know, relax and let it come to you. Because sometimes when you try too hard, you get that mismatch and you're forcing a round peg in a square hole. Are you observing something like that as well?
Yeah, the best word I come up with it, because I think, you know, my dad comes from the Fender guitar industry, and the word is vibe. With a me cornerstone, you kind of establish who you are, what your values are. But with a we cornerstone, you kind of, once you have that established, you kind of put off a vibe and you kind of connect with other people that have a similar vibe. And that it doesn't happen immediately, but it does happen. That's for sure.
Well, you know, speaking of that vibe and going back, if we can regress for just a moment to the me, it reminds me the first time I saw that line, to thine own self be true. And I remember, and I think it was probably 7 years old, I was on a public bus, you know, coming back from school. And I said, wow, that's there's something profound about that. And it has stayed with me throughout my life. And it's almost like, you know, as you go through life, the meaning of that concept, it's kind of an onion skin experience that another layer gets pulled back. And with each layer, it becomes more and more profound. And you understand it, that it really does start with you. You have to know who you are to attract, you know, the people that you need to attract in your life. I mean, we could talk about marriage counseling on that situation, because I think so often people, you know, rush into a marriage without knowing who they are. And to me, that's the first aspect of a failed relationship, is the people do not know who they are and what it is they have to offer. Because once you know who you are and you respect who you are, then you put that vibe out. And as you say, and it harmonizes with others that hit the same note. And if they know who they are, you can make some beautiful music together.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm such a romantic. I know.
Well, you're right. You've got to be authentic. You got to admit who you are. You need to be okay with that. And you need to identify what that is. And then once you've done that, gone through that process, you can connect with the right people.
Exactly. Well, the third aspect is do. Actions build productivity. I think this is one of the biggest issues in America today, and I think why people are so frustrated, is that we all want to be productive. I believe that's in instilled in our DNA. God magically intertwined it in his own way, and only the way that he could do it, that says we're happiest when we're productive.
Well, absolutely. My dad never retired. Leo Fender never retired. Mm-hmm. The people that I really admire they always have a productive mindset. They mm-hmm. they want to keep doing something productive, and that's what the Do Cornerstone is all about. Mm-hmm. If you've got the right me and you've connected right the right people with we, then, you know, doing work, the Do Cornerstone, is really enjoyable. It's not really work at all. I found a niche that I really enjoy. I seem to be cut out for, and I never work a day in my life. It's something I enjoy every step of the way. And I'm sure you're the same way.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, people ask me, about doing this radio show. I do 3 hours Monday through Friday. And for each hour, I had to think about it because I go, wow, for a moment, because the kids were complaining, hey, Dad, we're not seeing enough of you. And, what's going on? And I had to think about it. I go, wow, for every hour that I'm on the air, I have 2 hours of preparation time, roughly. So you're looking essentially at 9 hours a day goes into this radio show. Well, that accounts for a lot of time. And but by the same token, as you say, when you're doing something you enjoy, it flows. It's easy. It's not work. For me, I'm having the time of my life. And it's interesting because if you'd have told me, because I was off the radio and away from the microphone for 30 years, I ran companies, I ran marketing companies, and that built sales teams, and I didn't think I was going to come back to the microphone, but I was off of it, away from it for 30 years. And if you'd have told me back then, hey, you're going to go back on the air again, Randall, you don't know what you're talking about. But here I am, and it's like I've come back to my first love, and I'm having the time of my life.
Well, and what's beautiful about that is you're setting a great example for your kids. You don't have to explicitly tell them by example. You're showing them, hey, Dad's found something he really enjoys to do, and that's a great example to teach our own kids.
Exactly. Well, and I've always maintained, and I do this whole proposition, and you and I may have talked about it the last time, but I held to one of the key values when I was building sales teams. I said, really, the first thing you have to do is when you consider that you work 8 to 10 hours a day, you should enjoy what you're doing. Because when you look at the U.S. labor studies, they say less than 10% of the labor force is fulfilled. And when you go deep into understanding what that represents, you go, wow, man, there's a lot of unhappy people there. And some of it is just, they're a round peg in a square hole. They don't even enjoy what they're doing. So, to your point, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, is that you go out there, find a job that you're enjoying, enjoy what you're doing, that you're being challenged, that you're growing in it. I say also that you have to have a fair chance to win, and it's not winning at somebody else's expense. It speaks to the competency that you're going out there. And so, in other words, I always use the example that if you're a brain surgeon, you're killing 9 out of 10 people, it's probably not your gig. You got to go find something else to do. And that if those three things, that you enjoy what you're doing, you're competent, giftings and talents that you've been wired for and designed for are growing and developing, then that leads to fulfillment. And, when you consider less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is fulfilled, there's part of the formula that will get you to a point to where you're a rather unique and special individual in the labor force, and dare I say, a very powerful person. If you are fulfilled in the labor force, you're going to stand head and shoulders above everyone else.
Yeah, I used to be one of those 10% or one of the 90%, I should say, that was unfulfilled. I had a company up in the Silicon Valley. We made computers and software. It wasn't my thing. I was in my 20s, and I was one of these, techie guys that made a fortune. I think at the age of 25, it was worth something like $20 million, which I quickly lost because the business was so volatile.
Right.
But the point is, I was doing it all for money, and
right,
it was not my thing, and it was ultimately a failure. It was
right,
a train wreck. And then I really looked at, hey, what is it I really enjoy to do? And I found a path that, I've been doing for decades since, have really, really enjoyed.
And thank God. And thank God for that, Randall Bell, because we're all blessed because of that. The book, Me, We, Do, Be. We didn't talk about B, but that's because you got to get yourself over to the bookstore or go online or go to BillMartinezLive.com. We'll have it linked on our site. Get your hands on this. This book's going to bless you. The Four Cornerstones of Success, Me, We, Do, Be. Dr. Randall Bell has been with us. Randall, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
It's right there. It's right there in the Constitution. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why not? That's what we love about this country. When you think about the comparisons, I mean, what other countries or country can you go to and enjoy the freedoms? But like we've been talking about, they're just not easily ascertained. There's been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into the mix here for us to be where we are in the 21st century America that we have. And some say that we're losing grip of this great country. But I have faith. I have faith that we, the people, can come back together again and help right the ship and get this country back in order if we're going to return to greatness and affect the things that need to be affected. Not only on behalf of Americans, but you think of the impact that America has had on the world at large as well, especially as we continue to move, whether or not you're comfortable with the concept of a global economy. I know that seems to be a bad word these days, but the fact of the matter is that, I think that's where we're going. I don't think you can stop it. You might be able to slow it down, but it is, what does a globalist America look like, and how do we hold on to the principles? And I think there are principles that we need to hold on behalf of the greater, global economy and the global consciousness, on a grander scale. But, lest I get too involved in that, I want to talk about science. And, as we know, these days, we have science and then we have junk science. And Steve Malloy is with us. He is a recognized leader in the fight against junk science. So this is why we appreciate
appreciate his perspective and his knowledge. He's had more than 25 years of accomplishment and experience. He is credited with popularizing the term junk science, the founder and publisher of junkscience.com, and from 2000 to 2009 wrote the popular junk science column for foxnews.com. Steve Malloy, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, I want to talk about the EPA. People were up in arms about, about the EPA science, and you have a new peer-reviewed study that draws into question past research that says there is causation between air quality and acute deaths. Explain that to our audience, if you would.
Well, for the last 20 years, the EPA has been claiming that air quality kills people. As a matter of fact, EPA says that one in four deaths in America is due to particulate matter in the air, you know, like soot that comes from tailpipes and smokestacks. And we've always thought this was junk science because the statistics, it's just a statistical studies, they're very weak. But more importantly, EPA has been holding on to the data for 20 years, not letting any independent statistician or scientist review it. You know, it's been secret science.
That's so convenient, huh?
Congress even subpoenaed EPA. EPA ignored it. The last three Congresses have passed, at least the last three houses have passed bills requiring that EPA produce this data. But, of course, you know, in the Senate with the filibuster, they can't make it out. You know, I put my thinking cap on a couple years ago and figured out a way around all this, and we came up with our own data. And so we just published our study last week, which concludes that, you know, there's no association between air quality and deaths, particulate matter and deaths, as EPA has been claiming. And, of course, our data is publicly available, which is completely the opposite of what EPA has been doing and saying.
Well, this is amazing to me, as you say, that the Senate cannot seem to be on the side of information. I mean, after all, their responsibility is to us, we the people. We've paid for these studies.
Right.
And
right.
Not to have the information, I mean, that's huge. That's
issue right there. It's really shocking. I mean, EPA spent $600 million in taxpayer money funding its research, which remains secret. And this research was used to support the Obama administration's war on coal. EPA's most expensive air quality regulation, its ozone regulation, depend on this study, on this line of research, and even its climate rules have been justified based on this line of research. So our new study debunks the war on coal, EPA's climate rules, EPA's ozone rules, $600 million worth of EPA science, and it's pretty plain. So it was a struggle to get this study out because, of course, EPA, the EPA mafia is everywhere. It's in the science journals. They won't let you publish studies.
Yeah, they've been weaponized. There's no doubt about it. Like everything with three initials that has anything to do with our government, it seems, all been weaponized, ready to go, and do everything they can to avoid, reasoning, which is unbelievable. Now, on the grander scale, Steve, what does this look like in terms of, I mean, we know we put $600 million, but what is the associated cost of this junk science that has been thrust upon we the people?
Well, it's huge. The just the war on coal itself. When at the time of Obama's reelection, the coal industry was worth about $69 billion in market value. When Obama left, the coal industry was worth $5 billion. So,
wow.
94% of its market value. And you can think of the thousands of mining jobs lost.
I was going to say
many more thousands of support jobs. And then we have this ozone rule, which has been estimated will cost as much as $1 trillion over the next 30 years in compliance costs. I mean, that's that's almost like real money.
You think? And the thing is we continue to be the effect of this. I mean, to the point that even President Trump finally goes, well, this whole stuff is kind of bogus here. And so why don't we call time out on the Paris Agreement, which was something that President Obama did single-handedly. He didn't even bring it to Congress to have them talk about it because he knew darn well they weren't going to approve it. So it was an easy fix from that standpoint. But everybody's up in arms about it. But what they failed to consider here is
let's move it out of junk science. Let's deal with it on a true scientific level, because it's almost like, you know, I watch people on Fox, even in CNN. I mean, CNN's, you know, some of them are just so far in the tank here. You can't even, I mean, my brain explodes, you know, when I'm sitting there trying, I go, I can't listen to this anymore. This is, you know, this isn't even a good argument. You know, we're not even having a reasonable conversation about this. They're just so fixated and saying man is to blame. This is, you know, man caused. It's we go down from there. And then, of course, what really drives me nuts is when they get stuck on that 97% of the scientists. Right. It's a fact. 97% of the, right. And you go, well, when you talk to those 90, you know, those scientists that were brought in, they go, I didn't say that. So, you know,
well,
it's,
yeah.
Like,
look, there is no 97%, because I mean, it's a totally fictionalized, made up, bogus number. I got to give credit to Trump's EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt. He has called for basically an open debate on climate. He wants to have a, you know, sort of a red team versus blue team, you know, both two sides arguing it publicly.
Yes.
And that's really what we need to have happen. I mean, regardless of what side you're on, you would enjoy the debate to see, well, what really is what.
And, yeah, we could do a pay per view debate on that, Steve. I think people, but the other deal is, what would happen is that we also need to define the rules of play. And, you know, we're going back to talking about the weaponization of all these three letter agencies in our government. But, you know, they've been down the road, not only the three letter agencies, but institutions that have said, look, you better go along with this, with this fixed deal. If you don't, you're not going to get any more research money. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, that job you had at the university, that's pretty much gone. I hope you like doing something else.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, in particular with this particulate matter that we've been talking about, you know, EPA has commissioned the studies, and then it hired its own independent researchers to review their own work. I mean, they're reviewing their own work. And we're talking about, you know, committees that are supposed to be by law independent. And the people who are reviewing their work have also received hundreds of millions of dollars in grants from the EPA. And then they get to read. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you move over to climate, over the last 20 years, the government has probably sunk $200 billion into various aspects of climate. It's just insane.
And what do we have to show for it?
Nothing. I mean, it's a beautiful day where I am.
Well, Steve Malloy is with us, and we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. It is just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785.
800-430-8785, 800-430-8785, 800-430-8785.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got another attack in Paris being reported. Breaking news here. Champs-Élysées driver had explosive rifle in car. This is what security forces are reporting. Again, the Champs-Élysées shopping district in Paris this afternoon, Paris time, when he rammed his car into a police van, had a rifle and explosive in his vehicle. This is what French investigators are reporting. And, of course, that will be a topic that will continue to be followed up throughout the day. Our conversation with Steve Malloy continues. We appreciate Steve coming on, recognized leader in the fight against junk science with more than 25 years of accomplishments and experience. Steve, you know, this has been a challenge for most Americans. And as I started to reference earlier, you know, I hear many people saying, look, I'm open to understand what's going on. They're not necessarily fixated, but they just feel like they haven't been handled, you know, given the truth. And, you know, when you have this sense that somebody's lying to you, you can't necessarily express what it is that you're uncomfortable about. But whenever we talk about, you know, climate change and this whole issue of the environment, it puts people in very difficult positions and trying to have a conversation about it, because sometimes, you know, I'll talk to people and I just want to know their perspective on it and to hear their reasoning. And then next thing you know, it's just talking points that come straight out of the junk science folder. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to waste my time here because I really want to understand, you know, what is going on. And we have to do it in a way that where the environment has kind of been jaded. I mean, it's almost like the fix has been in and we've got to wade through that in order to get down to the truth, don't we?
Well, the political correctness in you know, environmentalism is just, it's way out of control. Mm-hmm. You know, if you question anything the EPA does, then, you know, you immediately get attacked for, well, you're not for the environment. You want to have dirty air, dirty water. I mean, you can mm-hmm. see this in what President Trump is doing.
Exactly.
He's trying to bring common sense reform to EPA and stop the overregulation. And, you know, he's being attacked. He's rolling back regulations, and, you know, we're going to go back to the 1960s, or we're going to have air like China. It's all crazy talk.
Yeah, so exactly.
And they've been getting away with it for years because, well, of course, you know, the environment is probably one of the most complex subjects that we have. I mean, it's got science and economics and politics, and then there's, you know, lots of different aspects of the environment. There's air, water, waste, all the chemicals, all these pesticides, all these different subjects. So it's very difficult for, you know, the man on the street to get a grip on. And, you know, if somebody does feel comfortable in one area, water, you know, they're not going to feel comfortable in air, and they're just going to go along with the political correctness. And it's a real problem. I mean, I've been fighting this for 25 years, and it's, you know, people have been, they're convinced that, you know, our environment is deadly, and we have the cleanest and safest environment in the world.
Exactly.
You know, and it's because we're the wealthiest country. You look over to, like, China and India, you know, their environments are filthy. Why? Because they're poor.
Right.
And to the extent you make us poor, well, that's what's going to happen.
Well, and it's not like the United States hasn't done anything. I mean, we've done a lot. I remember growing up in Southern California, and there were places, you know, we had a traveling baseball team. We played Legion Baseball, and we would come into Los Angeles. We were on the coastline in Ventura County, and we'd come into inner L.A. in Culver City and that, and you couldn't breathe. I mean, I remember coming to games, and we had to have an oxygen tank that we'd had to take hits on, Steve. I mean, that's how crazy it was.
Yeah, no, so we have cleaned up, you know, since it's no longer 1970. We have cleaned up our environment, our air. As a matter of fact, our air has been clean since probably the late 1980s, early 1990s. I mean, our environment is clean and safe. And for the last 25 years, the EPA has been engaged in expensive overregulation. It's not improving the environment, not improving public health. If anything, it's worsening public health because, you know, if you're an out-of-work coal miner, you've got no job, well, what does it do to your health and your family's health?
Exactly. Well, Steve, the other thing, as you mentioned, when you say the economy, it's really become the economy and control. And this is what people are uncomfortable about is that, you know, it's like, okay, does everybody want clean air? Yes, we do. But let's get it out of the realm of the hysterical, you know, like Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth. I mean, to me, I think that he exposed himself to such a degree that he, in a sense, delegitimized himself because he predicted all these things that were going to occur. And as you know, when it comes to science, you know, yes, you want to ask the questions, but you want to have a reasonable expectation and projection of what it is that you're sounding the alarm for. And he, as we all remember, said we were going to be underwater, people were dying, the little girl, you know, cute little blonde, oh my God, it's going to be great. I mean, so what happened? You know, it didn't happen. You're wrong. You have no place in the marketplace. He should not be given a microphone or any kind of position to speak. It's just, look at, you know, you're off on this. You really need to go. I mean, even Dick Morris, when Dick Morris screwed up in projecting the election results, they put him on timeout for a long time and he still hasn't come back. But, you know, Al Gore, you know, he makes out these outlandish statements. Nothing comes about. And there's not even an apology for this to say, okay, maybe we were off or whatever, to have any kind of room for, you know, some reconsidered veracity. Nope. It's just like, I'm sorry, you're kind of an idiot, and I just don't want to hear you anymore.
Yeah, no, and he's still out there on TV. Anytime they put a microphone in front of him, he's raving about how, you know, every day the weather report is like a walk through the book of Revelation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's totally insane. And I'm not quite sure, you know, as one of the original global warming skeptics, I thank God every day that my opponent is Al Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't get any more unbelievable than Al Gore.
Yeah. Well, Steve, you know, you hear people, and they will go down the Al Gore talking points, and, you know, melting polar caps, all this stuff. What is the real science here, you know, in a nutshell?
Well, you know, there has been some decline in Arctic ice over the last 25 years. Now, we don't really have good measurements of, like, say, the 25 years before that, which, so we don't really, you know, as far as long-term trends, we don't really know. You know, the Antarctic ice seems to be growing. Well, why would that be if the whole globe is warming up?
Right. And why would Russia plant a military outpost on
on the Arctic if it was melting, right?
Yeah, the global temperature records are really terrible. For example, NOAA, federal government agency that does global temperatures, they have basically they have 1,200 thermometers around the world. Mm-hmm. And so if they were evenly spaced, that would be one thermometer for every 66,000 square miles. Well, 66,000 square miles, that's about a land area the size of the state of Missouri. So imagine having one thermometer in Missouri and going, well, this is the temperature of Missouri today. That's clearly crazy.
Right.
Now, a lot of places don't have thermometers at all, and NASA will say, or NOAA will say, well, in Somalia, they had the highest temperature ever recorded there. Well, they don't even have thermometers there. They're just extrapolating.
Oh, wow.
The whole thing, you just got to be very, very skeptical when you hear claims from the other side, because none of them have turned out to be true. They're often exaggerated. But they're always exaggerated, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
The world is not coming to an end. Nothing Al Gore has ever predicted has come true. Nothing James Hansen, who's like the godfather of globe, nothing any alarmist has ever claimed has come true. We're all still here. We're going to be here in the future. We have no reason to assume that any change in the environment, whatever the cause, is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we assume that?
Or that it's man-made.
Or that it's man-made, right. Or that anything can be done about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, in having this conversation, Steve, our goal and our hope is that we'd be able to sit down and reason together. But when you have one side that is absolutely fixated, and of course their perception is because you doubt them, you're fixated on doubting. It's like, no, I'm just fixated on asking questions that I hopefully can get the truth on, because as I said earlier, when somebody's lying to you and they're gaming you, it's like it doesn't sit right. I mean, it doesn't give you that oh yeah moment or that makes sense, or here's what's going on. And then of course part of the problem I tell my well-meaning friends is that when you started off on the wrong foot in jury rigging the information and you were lying about the information, you've got to go back to step one and capture some credibility. And right now I don't think the other side has much credibility, because they keep perpetrating these lies and they keep promoting, whether it's the 97% of the scientists or the other stuff that they've thrust on us. It's like, wait, well, let's reconcile that first, and then maybe we can get on to really having a conversation that we can arrive to the truth on.
Yeah, almost since the beginning, the main weapon in their arsenal has been demonization. They just demonize opponents.
Right.
And so they completely politicized the issue. And like every issue that has become politicized, it just becomes impossible to, let alone resolve, but you can't even really talk about it with people.
Mm. Well, the thing is, I think, Steve, I think, these people, when they started out, I mean, you look back and you go, these people are pretty smart people. How can they just check their brains in like this and surrender their intelligence for the sake of this ideology? It's like, what is going on here? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's a great question. You should start by asking Bernie Sanders, who lived through the entire 20th century, why he's still a socialist.
Yeah.
How can that be? And these are the same people that are behind climate alarmism. It's a means of control, and they think that if they get control, they can do it right this time.
Yeah, well, that's sadly is what it's about. It's not about freedom, and not at all, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a ruse, but you've got to see it for what it is. Steve Malloy, recognized leader in the fight against junk science with more than 25 years of accomplishment and experience. Thank you, Steve.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grace.